MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Phelps Anderson, a Roswell native and former state legislator, has been nominated for the Board of Regents for the New Mexico Military Institute. Governor Grisham's office recommending three people as regents for New Mexico public universities and specialty schools. The 71-year-old Anderson has been nominated to serve as a volunteer for a six-year term. It expires December 31st, 2028. If appointed, he would replace Bradford Christmas. Well, student safety, a key priority for public schools in New Mexico. Now legislators working to ensure proper background checks can be done for school staff. To conduct background checks, the state relies on the FBI, which runs a national database of criminal records. Currently, New Mexico's laws might not meet the FBI's requirements to access and use those records. The state's been granted a waiver from the FBI to access the records despite the issue, but that waiver expires in July. Without fixing the problem, the state might not be able to issue new teachers' licenses in the near future. Bill also clarifies who is required to get a background check. In addition to teachers, staff such as attendance coaches, practical nurses, and school health assistants, school business officials, and others would also need a background check. The desalination plant for the city of Eunice appears less realistic than hoped, according to the engineering experts asked to study the issue, planning a final report in June. Hobbs-based Pettigrew and Associates project manager David Roybal offered a preliminary review to the Eunice City Council Monday. Roybal explained the absence of a large reservoir of saline water in the Eunice area, combined with a 2022 state directive, expanded the Pettigrew study to include other alternatives. As depletion of the freshwater Ogallala Aquifer continues, the Eunice City Council asking the Pettigrew engineering firm to study the feasibility of a proposed alternative desalination of saline or brackish water. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.